Prashini Rajkumar back with you. Friends and family continue to mourn the loss of Prince, our truly global megastar, who lived among us. Well, guess what? His estate, which is also among us, over in Chanhassen, some of it, looks like there was no will. I want to get into those details with Tim Ridley. He's an estate planning attorney with the law firm of Marin Gear. Hi, Tim.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Were you surprised? I was. Someone like a prince doesn't have a will.
I'm incredibly surprised. And from what I understand, he had the foundation established. And when somebody goes to the trouble of doing that, I'm really surprised he wouldn't have a will.
Yeah, no kidding. So now give people sort of the overview of what happens in general when just anyone, let alone prince, but anyone, has no will.
What they've done so far, from my understanding, is they filed a petition for the appointment of a special administrator. And that's typically done when you have an emergency situation to get somebody in charge of things right away, pending the appointment of a personal representative. Once that's done, somebody will file a petition for appointment of personal representative and probate a will if there is a will. And in Minnesota, we use the intestate statute if there is no will. And to do that, you trace through spouse and descendants. My understanding is that there wasn't a spouse and there aren't any descendants, so you're going to have to trace through Prince's parents.
Okay, and what I understand is that he has what appears to be a sister, Tyka Nelson, as well as some half-siblings. So what happens with them?
All of them, if they are descendants of either the mother or the father of Prince, will be included.
Okay, so they have, so I guess a half-sibling would be one of those as well as a full sibling. So are we looking at a situation where all of the siblings will inherit this estate? I mean, is that a guesstimate here?
If there's no will, that's what will happen. The sister and the step-siblings will share the estate, correct.
Okay, but we're also hearing there could be some fights. So what would a fight look like? I mean, ultimately, when we're in the laws of probate, so the laws of the state, when there's no will, no living will and testament of what that person before they died wanted to happen with their estate, how could the fights end up happening over this?
The fight could be over whether people are actually step-siblings or not. That's what I would anticipate.
Step versus half, because if they're half-sibling, there is that bloodline, blood connection.
Yes, but there are people that may claim that they're a child of the father or a child of the mother. So it's going to be it likely will be difficult to determine who the heirs of Prince are.
Oh, I see. So if either of his parents who have passed, if either of them had kids that even didn't have anything to do with Prince, they
exactly.
may have a claim.
That's exactly right.
Wow, that just seems so wrong, Tim.
Well, and that's why you need to do a will.
Yeah. All right. Give regular folks out there your best, advice here. Radio advice that they have to call you separately if they want detailed advice. But just overall good advice for what any one of us out there should be doing when it comes to our estate.
Everybody should have a will, especially any people that have parents that have children, because you want to take care of the kids if something happens to both parents. You want guardians appointed. You want trustees appointed for the kids. So everybody should have a will. It's a pretty simple process to get one done. But almost everybody out there should have a will.
I'm talking with Tim Ridley. He's an estate planning attorney with the law firm of Marin Gear. If you have any questions for him, give us a call, 651-989-9226 or 866-989-9226. You can also text 81807. Okay, so Tim, Prince obviously had huge, huge estate, money-wise, this vault they're talking about with songs that weren't released. So the value of these, which could be amazing. What about many of us who don't have huge dollar amounts with our estates? Is that partly what keeps some people from even making a will in the first place?
I think a lot of people are under the misimpression if you don't have a lot of assets, you don't need a will. In Prince's case, the difference between his estate and a lot of others will be the contest, if there is one, over who his heirs are. And secondly, he'll have some significant estate tax issues that many don't have.
Okay, so what do you mean by that? Just because there's just such a huge estate?
Yep, if his estate is over $5.45 million, then he'll be subject to federal estate taxes, which are at 40%. And if he's over $1.6 million, he'll pay Minnesota estate taxes at 14%.
Okay. All right. Well, I think another area that I want to get into before we let you go is the living, the kind of power, not just power of attorney, but that health care directive, right? That's something I have to say. I don't have a will in place, but several years ago, I put a health care directive in place because if something were to happen to me, I want people to know, and I assigned some people to make that decision that I didn't want any drastic measures. What's your take on people doing that health care directive?
Everybody should have a health directive, and the health care directive is important for two circumstances. One, if you're in a terminal condition, you can direct in your document what sort of heroic health care measures you want employed. And then if you're not terminal, but you're incapacitated, then somebody has to make decisions for you. And that document typically will appoint an agent to do that.
All right. Any final tips, Tim, for folks out there before we let you go?
Get a will.
It's that simple. And it's not that expensive, is that right?
Doing a will is generally less than $1,000.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks so much, Tim Ridley. He's an estate planning attorney with the law firm of Maringer. Appreciate your time today.
All right. Thanks. Have a good afternoon.
On a bright